The Business and Human Rights Resource Center, BHRRC, and Thailand. The BHRRC specifically reports on current risks in Southeast Asia and Thailand for human rights in relation to corporate activities. The types of issues that are covered include risks to migrant workers in relation to the COVID-19 pandemic, in attempts to find work and detention by authorities, and through lack of appropriate protective measures by corporations. Abuse of migrant workers in multinational enterprise distribution and retail outlets, including passport retention, unexplained and illegal wage reductions, heavy indebtedness to labour brokers, and excessive overtime work, such generally being described as modern slavery. Human rights abuses and issues specific to the tourism sector, such as the hindrance on development through excessive commission payments, impact on traditional village life, lack of alternatives and transformation for shunned local income activities such as elephant rides, the lack of benefits flowing to indigenous ethnic minorities such as the Mokan Sea Gypsies in Phuket, non-use of local products in hotels, all-inclusive packages restricting spending flows to communities, sexual harassment, and poor conditions of work and accommodation. In addition, it is possible to see reports relating to companies in Thailand and alleged human rights abuses or issues, some of which, it must be emphasized, are not necessarily proven beyond all reasonable doubt, nor wholly true. This is in itself highly controversial because one of the highly criticized aspects of Thailand's framework is the abuse of legal measures to suppress information and scrutiny of abuses. In our experience in commercial matters, we often see the use of spurious private criminal prosecutions to intimidate and harass individuals, including company directors, often in order to gain leverage in a commercial dispute or situation. This has become embedded behaviour and also appears to be supported by many legal advisers, and unfortunately, the structure of the state is conducive to the success of these strategies. It is fairly easy to create a case from wide criminal act definitions and to then force foreigners to give up their right to travel and perhaps feel that their family, life and right of abode will be jeopardised. These experiences of our firm and our clients support the reports of the BHRRC on corporate behaviour in general, so that it is not a surprise when we read of the types of intimidation and harassment which are carried out by corporates and influential people. The most common laws used to intimidate are defamation laws, the Computer Crime Act, which is very wide in its scope of potential misdemeanours, the notion of wrongful acts, which can of course cover almost any subjective definition of a wrong, unless early dismissal for lack of cause procedures are vigorously applied. To balance this style of analysis of company behaviour, remembering always that humans are behind the veils of companies, the BHRRC also seeks and publishes responses from companies willing to explain reports or allegations. Where companies do not respond, their response rates are logged and observers are free to draw their own inferences from the lack of response. Some of the companies listed are active in trying to eradicate and minimize any abuses within or external to their organizations and actively report on their efforts and outcomes. Many companies are members of the UN Global Compact and make commitments to assess human rights impacts in their supply chains to ensure that they are not inadvertently contributing to abuses. When conducting due diligence on key individuals and prospective business partners, those that value the ethical framework of human rights values being upheld will benefit from researching counterparties and third parties through BHRRC to investigate reports and scrutinise behaviour.